Genesis 49 and 1. Amen. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Amen. He's meaning what's about to happen when I'm gone. He said, gather yourselves together and hear, ye sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power. Amen. Here's your problem, Reuben. You're as unstable as water, and thou shalt not excel. Because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, then defilest thou it. He went up to my couch. Amen. I want to preach about Reuben's problems. Amen. Reuben's problems. Amen. Set your Bibles down. I need some prayer warriors to help me right now. Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. Come on, help me wait on the Lord. Come on, help me wait on the Lord. Come on, somebody intercede right now. Shadabahaya. Alabahasa. Come on, lift up your voice like a trumpet. Hallelujah. Lift your voice like a trumpet unto God. Hallelujah. Come on, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. I feel God wanting to change something. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, why don't you praise Him with the hand clap? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You can be seated. Thank you for standing. I want to preach for a little while or teach a little Bible study on this Wednesday night. You know what God has given to me. Amen. And I hope you have the ears to hear what thus saith the Word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to preach from this title, Reuben's Problems. Praise God. I want to say right from the beginning that, amen, just because somebody else has problems don't mean you have to have the problems. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's interesting in the Bible that Abraham's sons, Isaac and Ishmael, were divided, and they fought and they struggled against one another. And then when Isaac has sons, Jacob and Esau, they're doing the same thing. They're fighting and they're divided and they're separated. They're always in a conflict. And so when Jacob is of age, he would be called Israel. God changed his name to Israel, which would later be simply called the people of God, the nation of God. It was this Jacob that would be called Israel, is the one that wrestled with the angel all night long, which if you kept reading, you would see that he had seen the face of God. Amen. It was this man who had a special moment with God that has lived through chaos in his own family. And at the end of his life, he says, sons, I want y'all to gather together. Hallelujah. I believe it was more than just a little meeting on that day, but I believe it was very prophetic and very symbolic of what the church would be. It would be a gathering together of the people of God. Hallelujah. I said a gathering together of the people of God. Amen. He said to his sons, I want y'all to come together. We're going to talk about some things that are going to happen when I'm gone. Amen. This gathering together was a commandment. Amen. If they would not have came together, they would not have received what was for them on that day. Amen. I believe that the New Testament church still has the same commandment. Forsake not. Come on. Forsake not the assembling together of yourselves. Amen. Maybe if you want the fights and the drama and all the garbage in your life to be over with, maybe it's time to get faithful to gathering together with God's people. I want to tell you something beautiful happens when God's people come together. Hallelujah. We're not wasting air conditioner tonight. We're doing what God said to do. I believe it's very crucial that we gather together. I believe you're responsible for the words that you did not hear when you should have gathered together. I'm not talking about unable to make it to the house of God. I'm not talking about when you went on vacation. I'm not talking about any of that. But I'm talking about when you sat in the recliner, when you should have got up and went to church. I believe the word that went forth was for you, and you'll be responsible for lining up with it. Come on, I'm going to preach a little while to the church. Hallelujah. Amen. If a lot of people hated COVID for many reasons, and rightly so, but one of the reasons I hated it, it got people comfortable with staying home. God's people aren't stay home people. God's people are gathering people. I said God's people are a gathering people. If you don't like gathering, you won't like the rapture either. Because one of these days a trumpet's going to blow. We all about to gather together somewhere. We don't know what we'll be yet, but we know we're going to be changed. Hey, you better fall in love with your brother and your sister right now. Come on, somebody help me. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's crucial that we gather together so that we can see and hear what we need to do and what we don't need to do. Amen. It's mentioned in the New Testament. How would I know without a preacher? Amen. How would they have known without the internet? No, it wasn't the internet. They went to church. Amen. They walked uphill both ways in the snow, barefooted. Hallelujah. When they got there, the floor was sawdust and there was mosquitoes. And there was no air conditioner. And when you wanted to go to the bathroom, you went to the outhouse. And guess what? They went to church. They gathered together. And God's looking down. I said, God's looking down at his people and said, hey, if you want to know what I got to say, you better gather together. You better assemble together. Hallelujah. Well, it's a good night to be at church, ain't it? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This meeting that happened was, it was a whole lot like a church service. Amen. Even though Jacob had individual, I guess you could say, messages for all of his sons, it wasn't a private message. They all lined up and sat down, and every one of them got to hear what the other one. Praise God. Boy, that's good church right there. Hallelujah. It takes me way back when you wanted to do right just in case they said something. Oh, help me, Lord. Amen. I believe it's important that you listen to every sermon. You sit down in every service. The reason that it was good for all the other brothers to hear what Daddy told Reuben was is because it may do them some good down the road. Amen. Don't sit there and say, well, he ain't preaching to me. I am preaching to you. Amen. Every word of God, you need to put it in the bank somewhere. They preaching about jealousy and you ain't jealous. Just put it in the back of your mind and think, you know what, one of these days, if that ever pops up, I'm going to know that ain't the will of God. I'm going to know I ain't supposed to be like that. Amen. And it was amazing that at this church service, there was a message for all 12 of them. Amen. He began to preach to all of them. Some of them were blessings and some of them were you haven't done so good. Amen. I believe we need to hear it all. I said, I believe we need to hear it. If we're doing good, praise God. Amen. If we're not doing good, praise God, let's start doing good. Amen. Let's not patty cake around it. And don't tie the preacher's hands. And hallelujah, hallelujah. I believe in the word of God. You don't muzzle the ox. It's treading out the corn. Let him open his mouth and do what he does. It'll help you. Hallelujah. But I believe wisdom is being able to sit down in church and listen to somebody talk about Reuben, and it may not be a description of who you are, but you can say, you know what? I want to make sure I don't become like Reuben. Come on, we're going to talk about spiritual IQ tonight. I don't believe you got to fall in every trap. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't believe you got to make every mistake. I believe you ought to take the word of God and say, you know what? I'm glad you told me that. I'm going to make sure I don't ever go there. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. And get some of that up and down out of your life. People would take the word of God and begin to apply it. Begin to put it in the bank. Hallelujah. When life is life. Amen. You ought to think, you know what? I remember that. I remember that message. I remember the day I opened that scripture up. Amen. I believe a soft answer turneth away wrath. Amen. I feel like I believe I'm going to try it out right now. Hey, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say it. Come on, I'm going to try to help somebody in this house. Hey, man, you don't have to hit your head on every wall. You ain't got to trip over every speed bump. You ain't got to fall into every temptation. If you let the word of God speak to you. Amen. The word of God will teach you what to do. And it'll teach you what not to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Can you imagine them boys that day? Sitting there listening. It didn't begin very well. Amen. If you were one of the babies that day and you heard daddy start with Reuben, you might have said, oh Lord, I wonder how long this sermon's going to last. So I got time to go pray. So we don't get down to where I'm living. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to preach about Reuben's problems for a little while, if that's all right. Hallelujah. Amen. His problems ain't got to be our problems. Hallelujah. Praise God. I love the word of God. And I love people that's got a fear of God, too. Amen. Not ones that always trying to push against the word of God. Push up against authority. And push up against everything that tries to line them up in life. Praise God. I'm going to preach a little while. Hallelujah. I don't want Reuben's problems. I don't want anybody's problems. I like the joy of the Lord. I like peace that passeth all understanding. I like Holy Ghost breakthroughs. I like being able to feel the power of God. I don't like condemnation. I don't like feeling guilty. I like walking in knowing I've been doing everything I know to do right. Amen. Having the confidence when I go to the altar, I've been trying. Few people been trying to help somebody tonight. Y'all gonna help me? If you'll help me, I'll help you. Reuben was Jacob's firstborn, and therefore it was assumed that he would have all the benefits of the firstborn. Amen. Back in the day, being the firstborn meant something. The firstborn represented the strength and the vitality of the father, the patriarch of the family. The firstborn would receive a double portion of the family inheritance. The firstborn was the leader when the father wasn't around. And even after the father would pass away, the firstborn would assume the leadership, spiritual leadership, the government leadership of the whole family. Amen. The problem, though, is that Reuben had the title, but he didn't have the life. The problem is that with a title is that it leads to an attitude of entitlement. It may get quiet for a little while. The problem with a title is it makes people feel entitled to special privileges and special treatment. Amen. Maybe you've noticed I don't have a lot of positions in this church. Amen. I want everybody to do everything. Amen. If you haven't figured it out yet, I don't give everybody in the church a title because it makes people feel entitled. Well, hallelujah. Amen. I don't want a church full of entitlement, attitude, crybabies. I want a church full of prayer warriors and a church full of people that's got their mind made up. I want to live for God. I want to do the best I can. Hallelujah. Entitlement means that you got a belief that you inherently deserve privileges or special treatments. It means you think because who you are, you should get treated a certain way. Praise God. Getting kind of quiet in the house. We live in a society that has an entitlement attitude. You owe me because I'm a citizen. The church owes me because I'm a member. It's getting quiet. They owe me a solo because I'm a talented singer. Praise God. We're about to get rid of some Reuben problems. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Reuben was sure enough shocked the day he figured out that the kingdom of God is not an entitlement kingdom. He was the most shocked one at church that day when he realized just because he had the title firstborn don't mean you're entitled to the blessing of the firstborn. But the kingdom of God is different than any other kingdom, because the kingdom of God don't look at your title. The kingdom of God don't look at your last name. The kingdom of God don't look at what color your skin is. The kingdom of God don't look at what side of the tracks you come from. Come on, I'm going to preach to the church. The kingdom of God blesses people based upon their faith, based upon their attitudes, based upon their works, based upon their spirit, based upon their consistency. Hey man, it's time to get position out of your mind and start. God, I want my heart right. I want my spirit right. Come on, I'm going to preach a little while. Promotion don't come from the north. It don't come from the south, the east, or the west. Promotion don't come from your pastor. Promotion don't come from a presbyter. But promotion comes from the Lord. Amen. The Lord that looks down upon us. Come on. Come on, I come to help somebody in this house. David didn't come from the royal family. He come from a working family. David, there was something on the inside. It wasn't on the outside that God was looking at. It ain't because he was a pretty boy that God said, I want him to be my king. But there was something in his spirit that said, I love the things of God. There's not a devil in hell that's going to take one sheep away. Come on, church. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, if we ain't careful, it'll get into our church. Amen. And our church will be known for organizational skills. Amen. And everybody will have their own title and everybody have their own position. And nobody will know how to pray. And nobody will know how to get a breakthrough. But we'll be organized. Hey, I ain't worried about being organized. I'm worried about God reaching down and touching people. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord. Itaramasha. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. I want to tell you, the entitlement spirit will cause you to get bypassed. God will reach right past you and he'll pick somebody. You ought to know by now. You ought to know me well enough now. Hey man, that a title don't impress me. Hey man, what impresses me is somebody that knows how to touch God. I don't care how talented you are. Usually people that want a title have deep problems anyway. Somebody saying, I want a position, has got problems anyway. I don't even want that spirit on this platform. Come on. Come on, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Don't allow yourself to get prideful. Well, God's blessed me. He gave me 5 talents and I'm just sitting here. He's not even using me. Praise God, I'm not going to use anybody unless God tells me to use somebody. And then if I start using you and God says quit using them, I'm going to quit. I'd rather have him happy with me. Take you to Waffle House and explain it. We got to have a move of God. I said we got to have a move of God. There's a city on its way to hell. We got to have a movement of the Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Can I preach a little while? Hallelujah. The problem with Reuben was he was just born with a title. Oh, that's dangerous. I'm glad the New Testament church changed all that. He was born with a title. But his problem was he couldn't keep his flesh under control. So he had a title and he had an entitlement attitude, but he didn't have a life. Oh, Jesus. There's nothing worse than somebody with a title that don't live it. Well, it's getting quiet. Praise God. Oh, I feel Jesus backing me up right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know who we're looking for to help us? This church needs help in everything. And we need help in Sunday school. We need help in the toddler class. We need help in everything. We need help where we can rotate people and music and singing. We need help where we can rotate the ushers and the hostesses. And we need people to sit outside sometimes and help. Make sure nobody steals a watermelon out of the social's vehicle. Praise God. Hey, man, that's the latest crime report. So, Hot Springs watermelon thief. Praise God. You think you can look at the cameras and figure out who it was? Sunday morning. Praise God. Take my spare tire. Take my jack. Don't take my watermelon. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But we can't have security out looking at on the parking lot if they can't keep the victory when they come back in the next service. If they're backslid, what good did we do? Well, can I preach a little while? What good would it do to let somebody sing a solo if they got all puffed up and full of pride and couldn't pray anymore? Come on, I don't want Reuben's problems in this church. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to preach now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Be sad to get bypassed because you didn't line up your life to what it could have been. Can you imagine being the firstborn of a man named Jacob whose name was changed to Israel, and a double portion? You could have got it, and to be the leader and the over all the people of Israel. What a noble position that would have been. And Reuben thinks that when he walks up to that meeting that day, he thinks he's about to get it. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to tell you something. If there's a blessing that's got my name on it. Now, I don't want yours. I'm not trying to be you. You don't need to try to be me. But if it's my blessing, I want it. If it's your blessing, I hope you're not so lazy that you won't get up and go get it. Everybody say, I want it. Everybody say, I want it. If it's got your name on it, why would you let somebody else have it? Come on. Every bit of us got Reuben's name on it. But here walks up Joseph, one of the babies, and gets the birthright, the double portion. Here walks up Judah, and he gets the kingship. Here walks up Levi, and he gets the priesthood. None of it should have been theirs. Getting kind of quiet. Maybe it's getting real quiet. I believe that people complaining that they ain't got stuff, I don't think it's God's fault. I'm not saying you don't go through trials and you don't, God don't clip your wings every now and then. It's probably good for you. God does think, but I'm talking about when Joseph walks away with your blessing. When Levi takes over the priest, you, Reuben, you were supposed to be the priest of the whole family. Well, hallelujah. Quiet, shall we read on? So what caused Reuben to lose all the good stuff? This is what his daddy said. Reuben, you're as unstable as water. Hallelujah. I know a lot of people run around with titles that are as unstable as water. Praise God. Amen. Let me turn around and preach this way for a little while. Getting kind of tired in here. I know a lot of people walking around with titles and an entitlement attitude, but they didn't get what they should have got. And the reason is simply because they were unstable. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for the day you got a hold of my spirit. I want to teach this church for a little while how to get everything that's yours. Praise God. Well, we were shouting a while ago. I want to teach you how to get everything God has for you. Get stable. Reuben is just the opposite of the description and the commandment of what a New Testament Christian ought to be. Paul would write, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye, everybody say steadfast. Everybody say unmovable. steadfast, unmovable. That's different than unstable. Reuben, you got the title, and you could have been the leader of the people of God, but you're not what God's looking for. Well, getting tired. God's wanting stability. God's looking for somebody who, when they get up every day, if it's raining, this is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. If they wake up and the sun is shining, this is the day the Lord hath made. If they wake up and they're on the way to the doctor sick, this is the day the Lord hath made. If they wake up and their whole world is upside down, they say, this is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice. You know what that is. Stability. You know why the backsliders are backsliders today? You know why this church don't have chairs all the way up here tonight? Is because we ran along a few unstable people. Hallelujah. This ain't rocket science. Hey, man, this is cornbread and beans. Hey, man, if you're going to live a stable life, you're going to have to get up every day of your life and take your flesh by the nape of the neck. Your flesh don't want to pray. It don't want to go to church. It don't want to say I'm sorry. It don't want to give. It don't want to change. It wants to do what it wants to do. Amen. But that breeds instability. But when you mortify the deeds of the body and they're dead, when they're dead, stability can come. I literally believe that there's a switch in everybody's brain. And when we get to heaven, I hope God tells y'all he was right. There's a switch in your brain that you just got to flip it. I'm not going to let this bother me. Come on, I've been here 11 years. I have had people leave because other people looked at them funny. Because somebody took their little pew. Somebody took their little chair. Somebody said something to their little angels. Oh, don't correct people's angels. Let me tell you, if somebody corrects your angels, they probably needed correcting. Hallelujah. Can somebody say hallelujah? Don't. You got to get that switch and say, I'm going to flip. I'm going to go from being unstable to being stable. Why does it matter? Because if you don't ever do it, you'll never get what God has for you. If you can't walk through a little fire every now and then, you can't walk through a little little trial every now and then. How could God use you to do something great? Amen. Forget the titles. God, speak to this church tonight. God, I don't want to miss out on anything. Hallelujah. I'm tired of watching good people lose out with God because they think somebody said something or they heard somebody said something. My Lord, we got to grow up. Hallelujah. I said we got to grow up. We got to get some thick skin. Hallelujah. Offenses must come. Meaning they're going to happen, my friend. People are going to say your kids are the bad kids. Let me close my eyes and say it so I got to look and see who's nodding their head. Amen. This is what I do. I let life just kind of speak to me. I don't believe everything I hear. Matter of fact, I believe very little of what I hear. Amen. I thought I was just a conspiracy guy, but until I read the Bible and it said the simple believe everything. The simple minded, that's what I saw. And I thought, well, that's why I don't believe everything I hear. But I do let life kind of speak to me. And if somebody says, you're blah, 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 I don't believe I'm blah. But if they believe, I think, what made them think that? Let that sink in a little while. You mean I got to listen to people that talk about me? If you were smart, you would. If you were smart, you would learn from everything. Praise God. Hallelujah. I had a man tell my brother one time, he said, well, you got people like me that are on this side, you know, that are more liberal. And then you got people like your brother from Hot Springs that are like way over here on the right hand. They're all the way in the ditch. And he said, you just need to kind of get in the middle and be friends with everybody. I thought, I wonder why he said that. Has he been watching our services or something? I hope he's watching tonight. All I've ever said was, come out from among them. Be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean. Can I not quote the Bible? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I got to hurry up. It's already time to almost quit. Praise God. Amen. There's too much Holy Ghost up here. Maybe I need to come go somewhere else. Hey, if you never accomplish anything in your life, as far as like, I'm talking about like, if you never get on the Forbes 500 of the richest 500 people in the world, or if you never preach a revival or camp meeting, or if you never get to play when God unfolds the rose, or if they never ask you to sing when God unfolds the rose, you're my people. Amen. Hey, if you never like what you think hit the big time, whatever that is, if you could just be consistent. You're powerful. The devil is terrified of consistent people. He's not terrified of the one that runs in and prays real hard and lays hands on people and then you go. Or the one who runs in and cries, thank you, Jesus, I'm so glad to be back. And then you never see him. The devil's really not scared of them. Let me tell you what makes him shake in his boots is the one that rolls out of the bed every morning and says, I'm about to find me a place to pray. And they begin to pray, not my will, but thy will be done. And they begin to pray, God, let your will be done on earth just like it is in heaven. Amen. And they wake up praising God. They wake up loving God. They wake up talking to God. They wake up with a song. Tell you who the devil's scared of is consistent people. I'm not saying you won't ever make a mistake. Everybody makes a mistake. Righteous man falls seven times. What does he do? He consistently gets back up. Amen. Don't let the devil beat you down. If you ever messed up, you're in good company. You're in really good company if you ever messed up. Purpose in your heart. I want to be consistent. Wouldn't it be terrible to stand before your Father someday and Him say, you're as unstable as water. You'll never excel. I mean, it's pretty cut and dry. If you don't get consistent, you won't make it. Okay, give me 5 minutes, my Lord. Can I preach for 5 minutes? For 5 minutes. Help me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody in the front's clapping, everybody in the back wasn't. Praise God. All right. I got 5 more minutes now. Who'll give me 5? 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. We got. You know what? This is what the Lord dealt with me about today. You know what the biggest problem of being a Reuben is? Is that you raise Reubenites. Hallelujah. You know, put that map up there. I got 5 minutes to get this done. If this map would have went all the way down, which it didn't, you'd have seen that on the bottom, well, actually, they started over here. The Israelites left Egypt, and they go way down here like this. And then they go way up here like this. And y'all see where the Dead Sea is? Can y'all see that? The Jordan River connects the Sea of Galilee and the Dead Sea. Pretty cool place. I've been there one time. But they crossed over into Canaan land right north of the Dead Sea, real close to Jericho. Y'all see that? But Reuben, the Reubenites, never crossed over into the Canaan land. I'm going to give y'all hope right now. Praise God. You know what the problem with one generation being unstable is? Here's the problem. If you've ain't heard me say anything, listen to me right now. The problem with an unstable generation is that the next generation will be a distant generation. You show me a teenager that feels awkward when the Spirit of God moves, and I'll show you a parent that has been unstable. The problem with being a Reuben is you raise Reubenites. This is the burden of my spirit. If people want to go to hell, you can't stop him. But for name's sake, something ought to make you want to wake up every day. See, Reuben said, Joshua, can we just stay on this side of Jordan? The problem with this side of Jordan is that Jerusalem's on the other side. An unstable man, an unstable woman will raise a child that'll always keep something between it. Have you seen it? I grew up in a large church and there was a lot of things I didn't see. I was just blinded. We moved into a church in a basement, Westinghouse. I'm down to the last two or three minutes now, I think. And so we're having a move of God. And it's like powerful. And these people come in. And I didn't know who they were. This was like 10 years ago. And they said, yeah, we're from something Pentecostal church. How y'all like that? They were from SPC. Amen. And so they walked in from SPC. And the mom and dad, they're just kind of looking like, wow, this is pretty cool. It's like a move of God. But when I seen the children, the next generation, they were mesmerized and they were fearful. The unstable bred a new generation that was distant. It takes one generation to completely lose and separate the people of God from God. I got a burden in my spirit. Hey, amen. Don't worry about the title. Don't worry about recognition for you. Think about your babies. When you think about going and sowing your wild oats and acting like a fool, think about your babies. Think about the Reubenites that are coming up. Come on, stand together with me. You could say they never make it to the promised land. They make it close, they make it. Now there's a barrier between them and the things of God. Oh God. Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost. I don't know what to do right now. People think that the decisions they make don't have any impact. I want to tell you something. Amen. People that struggle with holiness, if you struggle with it, your children should never even know it. If you struggle with authority, your children should never even know it. You ought to deal with that at an altar. You ought to let God work on your spirit. If you disagree with anything, you don't want to raise an unstable Reubenite. You need to find you an altar of prayer. Say, God, work on me. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord together. Come on, I don't want Reuben's problems to be your problems. Hallelujah. Come on, let's pray together. Come on, you got to get temperate in all things. Come on. Come on, they're watching. Shalabakalabasa. Rabasa. Come on. Come on, you need to let God help you take care of those temper tantrums. Flying off the handle. You're going to raise a Reubenite. Come on fire one day and mad at the church the next. Come on, I don't want revival if we lose our own. Come on, let's pray together, church. Let the word of God be true. Come on, I feel like some mom and daddies need to cry your eyeballs out right now. Some grandmas and grandpas. God, search my heart. Search me. Purify me. Come on, it's not too late. Come on, don't beat yourself up over yesterday. There's people in this room, you need to make a commitment today. Today, I'm going to be the most consistent. I'm going to be, from this point forward, God, I'm going to be the most faithful servant you've got. Come on. Come on, I feel it in my spirit. It's not too late. Come on, God's going to turn some things around. Oh, but it's going to be on purpose. It's going to be on purpose. God, hallelujah. 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 Come on. Come on, talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Come on, I feel it in my spirit. God can turn it around. Come on, it's through a decision. You make a decision tonight. God, I'm going to make a commitment. Come on, God can roll back the Jordan one more time.